The death toll continues to rise, although there are different figures from Albany and locally. The county executive says new state shipments mean there are more boxes of all of the pieces of personal protective equipment, with more needed in the future and more are on the way, he says the county purchased. Along with the increase in the ill and the dead, there's also an increase in the number of people who've survived and recovered. Speaking during his daily briefing yesterday, Poloncarz says the county is still planning conversion of the convention center to a hospital.
We are waiting for the approval from New York State to commence that process. They've been provided all the information. They're watching the hospitalization rates like we are. They provide the reports to us. New York State Department of Health provides the reports to us on hospitalizations. So at this point, we have not been given a go-ahead to open up the convention center.
There are other social services costs in all of this. Local homeless support groups made a decision to open a shelter for the homeless who weren't infected with the virus in ECC's Flickinger Center. The total of homeless men living there has continued to rise. Poloncarz says 30 more showed up after release from the holding center and state prisons. That brings the total above the original projected number of beds. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.